Everyone, we want to make sure that Mr. Kessinger is all right too. Is he ready to go? It is 7:50. I appreciate everybody accommodating the schedule. For those of you that are working and watching at home, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, August the 11th. Yes, we are in the school committee room at the Ed Center, in the Fraser Room tonight. We do have some renovations going on in the Aldermanic Chamber. We could not use that meeting space this evening, so we are here, and we will be back in the Aldermanic Chamber for our next regularly scheduled meeting, which will be Tuesday, September the 2nd, I believe. I did want to just let everyone know, before we get started, this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And what I will do before we start our official business, I'm going to recognize Alderman Rice, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I want to thank my colleagues for running around the city tonight. We did have a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee earlier tonight, and we are now here. So I appreciate, during the summer months, everyone accommodating our move. Just a couple housekeeping items. We do have two items on second call tonight. We don't have a board to put them up. Well, actually, there are some very nice boards in here, but we're not using them tonight. But we do have two items on second call, just to let you know. We have items 230-14 that can be located on page 156 of your reports docket, and item 227-14, which is on page 155 of the reports docket. Okay?
158.
Sorry, that was probably the night it was held. I appreciate that, Alderman Hesmahan. On page 158. Yes, that was the night it was reported out. Thank you for the correction. Okay. Seeing no other housekeeping items before you tonight, I believe you have on your table is a copy of the reports docket and the referral docket. I do not believe, our assistant clerk, there was no other documentation on the table this evening for everyone. Okay. And with that, I'm going to start with the first call of reports, and I will recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Larrabe.
Can we be seated, Mr. President?
Yes, you can be seated.
I think we're all land use all the time this evening. First item on is 214-13 Friends 2, request for a one-year extension of time in which to exercise a special permit site plan approval at 15 Farlow Road, Ward 7. That was approved 6-0. Then we have 223-14 Bernard Bunner, petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a dormer above a new interior staircase between the second and third floors to raise an existing detached garage at 454 Walnut Street, Ward 2. That was approved 7-0. Next we have 225-14 Wabora Newton LLC, Montrose 229-249 Center LLC, petition for special permit site plan approval to waive part 5 parking stalls for a 19-seat sushi restaurant at 1247-1249 Center Street, Ward 6. That was approved 7-0. And then 226-14 Alan Mayer, Mayer and Associates Architects, Don Voigt and John Ryan, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure at 21 Larchmont Avenue, Ward 5 in Wabin. That was approved 7-0. We continued a number of other hearings on that item, and I'm going to turn to page 156, 424-13, UBC Equity Partners LLC, KS Retail Manage LLC, petition for special permit site plan approval. At 1933 Needham Street, Ward 5, that was approved 7-0. We have 230-14, which I believe has been placed on second call. Is that correct, Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Then we have 166-14 Creator Ventures LLC, petition for special permit site plan approval at 22 Lenox Street. It was a request for withdrawal without prejudice that was approved. I have recused myself from that item. And then we have 67-14 Friends 2, Auction Direct Pre-Owned Inc. This is an application for Class 2 auto dealer license, approved 7-0. We then had a number of other hearings continued in August or September. We then go to page 158, 224-14. Deborah Pierce and Stephen Tice petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use at 128 Westland Ave, Ward 3. That was approved 5-0. We then have 227-14, that's 64 Perkins, and that's been placed on second call. Thank you very much, Alderman. That's my hand. And then we have 423-13 Friends 2, our professional permit Key Point Partners LLC petition for special permit site plan approval for two signs for PetSmart at 215 Needham Street, Ward 5. That was approved 5-0. And then, Mr. President, I have a number of public hearings to be assigned or reassigned. So I'm going to direct my colleagues on page 160, 260-14, Henry James Niece S. Delicata, petition for special permit site plan approval to create two tandem parking stalls within the front and side setbacks at 358-360 Nevada Street, Ward 1. There'll be a public hearing on that on September 16, 2014. And then new public hearings to be assigned. 272-14, Christine Bose-Claire, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure at 42 Brayburn Road, Ward 4. 273-14, Newcore Construction Corp, petition to change the zone of 114 River Street from Business 1 to Multi-Residence 2. And then a related petition, 273-14, Friends 2, Close Friends, Newcore Construction Corp, petition for special permit site plan approval to construct four attached single-family dwellings in two buildings located driveway within 10 feet of the side lot at 5-7 Elm Street and 14 River Street, Ward 3. Then 274-14 Gateway Center Realty Trust petition for a special permit site plan approval to place and legalize an existing freestanding sign at 296-334 Washington Street, Ward 1. Then 257-13 Prenz 3, Closed Prenz. This is the Wells Avenue Business Center. A public hearing is not required, but we are having one. Are requesting that the restriction adopted by Board of Order 276-68 Prenz 3, Closed Prenz, be further amended. A different petition, 257-13 Prenz 4, Closed Prenz. Wells Avenue Business Center petition for a special permit site plan approval to permit a place of amusement, an indoor bouncy house, an existing building housing a daycare and a wave seven parking stalls, reducing the minimum side aisle at 145 Wells Avenue, Ward 8. Never let it be said we don't take up weighty matters and land use. 275-14 Bright Horizons Children's Center, 320 Needham Street. Petition for special permit site plan approval to waive 20 parking stalls to locate parking stalls within setback with landscaping, lighting, and surfacing requirements in order to locate a child care center at 230 Needham Street, 48. And then 316-14 Kathleen Curran petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct a two-story addition at 30 Hancock Street, Ward 4. That finishes our work for the 16th of September, but we have other public hearings scheduled for September 23rd, and they are related. 102-06, Friends 11, Close Friends, Chesham Hill Realty Development LLC, Kessler Development LLC, petition to amend ordinance Z-37, which adopted the change of zone from single residence 3 to multi-residence 3, condition upon exercise special permit for parcel plan located at Grain Street, Ward 8. And then the same evening, September 23rd, 102-06, Friends 12, Close Friends, Chestnut Hill Realty Development LLC, Kessler Development LLC, petition for special permit site plan approval to amend special permit 102-06, Friends 9, Close Friends, to construct a four-story, 80-unit multifamily building with accessory parking, driveway landscaping, and waivers from the maximum height requirement, various parking requirements, LaGrange Street, Ward 8. And that is a report and the request for hearings. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
As always, our report is much shorter than land use. So actually, all items have been held. However, I did want to make note, it's not in the calendar, but we decided at our meeting this past week that we will be having an additional meeting in September, so there will be a meeting on September 4th because we have a lot on our docket to address and some very timely events. So if you could please make note of that if you're interested. That ends my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, and the report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no written report. However, I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules to report out on an item we took up earlier this evening for which there is no report.
A motion has been made and seconded by the chair in order to report out an item that was taken up earlier this evening with no formal written report. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
Thank you. This is item number 259-14, the city engineer petitioning for the extension of four common sewers in four locations, one on Studio Road, one on Aspen Avenue, and two on different sections of Hawthorne Avenue. This is in Ward 4. And this item was approved 7-0. This is the work that ensued as a result of our taking of some land at LaSalle last month in order to make this a complete system. In addition, I'd like to be recognized to assign one public hearing.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is for September 3rd, 2014, item number 311-14, Verizon New England Incorporated petitioning for a grant of location to relocate solely owned pole number 1572 in front of 32 Lakewood Road in Ward 6 from its current location. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
No report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And lastly, anything for our Real Property and Reuse Committee, Alderman Albright?
No report.
Thank you very much. Okay. With that, that concludes our business on first call. Is there any other business? Because if not, I will ask the clerk to please call the roll on our first call of reports in our referral docket.
Alderman Albright?
Aye.
Alderman Baker?
Aye.
Alderman Blazer?
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone?
Aye.
Alderman Cody?
Aye.
Alderman Crossley?
Aye.
Alderman Danberg?
Aye.
Alderman Fuller? Alderman Gentile?
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan?
Aye.
Alderman Johnson?
Aye.
Alderman Kalis?
Aye.
Alderman Lappin?
Aye.
Alderman Laredo?
Aye, with the exception of 166-14 and also the 1933 Needham Street, for which I asked to be accused.
Alderman Larry?
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff?
Aye.
Alderman Norton?
Aye.
Alderman Rice?
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz?
Aye.
Alderman Yates?
Aye.
President Lennon?
Aye.
First call carries 20-0.
20-0. All items on first call except for item 166-14, where we have one recusal. And the docket item for the 19-33 item
is 424-13.
424-13, where all the vote passes 19-0311. Would that be accurate?
That's accurate.
Okay, thank you very much. We have, as I mentioned, we have two items on first call. I'd like to seek a motion to suspend our rules to take those up, to suspend our rules to forego recess. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The first item that we have on second call is item number 230-14, and I will recognize the chair of land use for a brief description of the item.
I'll try to be brief here. This is a request at the street for an open-air farmer's market to be held on Sundays for approximately 4 hours from approximately April until October. They were came in, they're trying to do an open-air market, not like the ones we have in Cold Spring or in West Newton or California Street, but really something that's more akin to some of the open markets which are down in the South End. There's one, I forget what the name of it is, that offers not only food but crafts. This will not offer crafts, it's just limited kind of specialty food items. It's not going to be a big market because they don't want to compete with their own supermarket in the parking lot. We spent a fairly considerable amount of time talking about where it would be located, parking constraints, safety issues. I think as a whole, the committee was satisfied that those concerns were met. A reminder, part of the parking for the street includes office space that is not used on Sundays. And I also note that the timing of this is such that it doesn't impede on the most heaviest use of the year, which is probably the Christmas to New Year time when you have, Thanksgiving to Christmas, when you have traditionally very heavy usage of shopping and retail centers like that. So I think the committee felt that it was an appropriate use. And in addition, they're, even if we approve this evening, they're not likely to get off the ground until September, which means I'll have a maybe 6 week to 2 month track record this year. We agreed to allow the special permit only to go through the end of October 2015, so that there's going to be some evaluation of the parking needs, traffic, safety, effectiveness, and if they want to do this in the future, they'll have to come back to us in presumably the fall or winter of 2015 and apply for a new special permit. So with all those factors, I think the committee felt this was an appropriate experiment on the part of the street. People like farmers markets. Street wants to put it on. It's not costing the city really anything. And again, I think the street has a vested interest in making sure that parking is appropriate. There's really not much, if any, spillage over into adjacent areas from that parking area. And of course, they don't want to compete with their own merchants. So all those factors, I think, led the committee to believe that this was an appropriate usage.
And the vote, Mr. Chairman?
It was 4-0, I believe, and Alderman Schwartz, I believe, abstained.
No.
Five.
Was it?
Sorry, I have here. Item 230-14 was approved 7-0. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is it a different one? Forgive me. Okay. I didn't mean to put Alderman
That's
Schwartz
the next one. That's the next one. I'll recognize at this time Alderman Baker, who put this item on second call.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, colleagues. I put this on second call because it's an area that obviously I help represent, and I know that the chair is very sensitive to the concerns about how this project will work, and I applaud the committee for taking the time to look into it. Let me provide just a little background because indicate why I'm concerned about it, and then we can talk about proposed appropriate disposition. The basic challenge, I think, is that the street has done a really good job, I believe, in trying to make a number of uses relatively complementary to each other in the existing space. So, for example, the health club tends to operate early morning, and as I understand it, as opposed to the movie theater, which operates late at night, so that the parking demand tends to fit together. And the idea behind this is somewhat similar to that. The problem I have with it, that unlike those uses, this use is actually going to consume parking demand. And if you take a look at the report from the planning department, it indicates that under even the petitioner's estimate, which is indicating only 20 stalls used for vendor parking, and you've got about 30 stalls taken up all by the vendors themselves. The 86 stalls taken up by the vendors themselves. And then they estimate only 30 stalls demanded for the particular open-air use. I view this as a somewhat conservative estimate of how much demand. The problem, I think, is the location for this. And the committee spent a fair amount of time, but it wasn't attached to the report. All you had from the planning department was an indication that the site is behind the Star Market. This is, I don't know if you can all see this, this is Hammond, I'll turn it up so it's north. Hammond Pond is below, like pointed, sorry. Hammond Pond is here. Here's the shopping center. Here's the proposed site. And the Star is actually not exactly right where it is. It's moved over closer to the existing old General Cinema building, which is now vacant. But the area is where Legal Seafoods is, and a number of new facilities that have been put in place since the street took over and built that new building. So there is some very site-specific demand for that particular parking area. What is happening here is that because of the setup time, it's going to be 2 hours before and 2 hours after. So effectively, all day Sunday, except until about 5 o'clock, the site will be out of service, and people will be coming in to break it down and put it up and all of that. Which means that if you look at the site plan that was given by the petitioner, I got a copy, I guess, because I'm the ward alderman. This is where it's proposed to be located. I don't know if you can see this in range. And Legal Seafoods is over here. This is the brand new building, which has just gone up. And there are a bunch of stores here, by the way, that say they're open on Sunday, because that's at least what the sign is painted on the door. So all of that area is taken out of service, which means that, for example, if you want to go to Legal Seafoods on that Sunday, you're going to have to go all the way around here, and you have one lane of access. You have no way to get out except by turning around and going back. Now, I don't know how many of you have gone over to try and go to Legal Seafoods on a Sunday, but the traffic circulation around that particular location is quite problematic. Now, the street has done a good job of trying to put some additional parking on the Route 9 side, as we all know, but that's not enough to take account of the kind of challenges this site poses. And my concern is that we're creating, even under the guise of a temporary change, I've forgotten who was it said, there's nothing as permanent as a temporary change. Here we have something that's going to be in place for a year. There's going to be a parking study in the fall of this year as part of an overall study that is required of the street by a special permit, but it won't really, as indicated by the chair, get up and running fully until sometime in the fall. People begin to find out about it. And so there are complementary challenges of how people are going to get in and out of this, how much parking and how much traffic demand is going to be generated on this particular site at this point. This doesn't include, by the way, any of the parking for the employees who are supposed to park far away. I think what I'm concerned about is if you think about the analogs that we know where you have stalls set up and things like that in a parking lot.
Alderman Baker, you're going to need a couple more minutes.
Okay. Can I have an additional 2 minutes?
Yes. Alderman Baker's requested an additional 2 minutes. There's been a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead.
So if you think of this particular site, as I indicated from the planning department's estimate, something like 80 stalls are taken out of service, 86. Newton Center parking lot, for example, is an example of an open-air market for the Harvest Fair, which takes up a lot of room. A lot of people come and use it, which is fine. We all like that. But I'm trying to ask you to imagine this is going on at this site every Sunday. Basically, this area is out of service. Now, it's doing the street a service because it's going to generate revenue. I don't know how that revenue is capitalized in terms of the property valuations that the city receives in terms of tax revenue. But I am concerned about how this works on the site. And I guess my concern is, as the chair has indicated, they won't be able to get up and running quite as fast. I would like to see if the item could be, I know the chair isn't eager to see it recommitted. I prefer not to vote against it, but I can't vote for it because I don't see the public convenience and welfare being served or the site of misuse appropriate to the site at the moment. So if I end up having to vote against it, I will do that. I don't want to charter this because I would prefer not to exercise that prerogative, but I do think it's important that we understand what we're doing thoroughly and whether the impacts have been carefully assessed and the best solution determined. So that's my comment, and then I would ask some additional time later if I want to make a specific motion.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. Next, I have Alderman Schwartz, then Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I appreciate Alderman Baker's comments. I think his initial take on this is similar to my initial take, and that's why our chairman seemed to remember that I had abstained, although actually I voted in favor of this item after raising many of the same points. In fact, I think all of the same points except for the employee one, employee parking, as Alderman Baker had raised. And I ultimately voted in favor because I felt that we had received the assurances from the streets representatives that not only they had considered many of these issues, but they described a little bit in more detail than I think, even though you've obviously done some research on this and gone to the site, they provided us with some more details that I thought were very helpful in understanding exactly how they expected this to run, as well as, I inserted, in fact, it was at my insistence that we have the trial period of a year. So just to run through those concerns, I raised the same concern that this is a very active area, especially on Sundays. Lots of people go to the Legal Seafood, the Shake Shack, other of those establishments right in the center there. That's right adjacent to this parking area that's going to be taken over for brunch and other Sunday meals. They assured us that actually they'll address the parking aisle issue in that parking lot that's adjacent so that there will be easy circulation and easy exiting, that they'll remove some of the parking, stalls so that there'll actually be easy access in and out. I don't recall exactly the details, but they were very much aware of that concern. I also raised the concern that this was potentially going to affect the circulation in the parking lot actually between the two sides, basically east and west of the site, because it's already relatively narrow there by the northmost edge on Hammond Pond. And they assured us that actually they had done the calculations and they felt that was actually a wide enough lane. It was not going to take that lane at all. It was not going to reduce the passage of cars in that two-lane back and forth. The location of this had been carefully considered. They assured us also that the parking demand they had calculated was more than adequately accommodated in the rest of the site. They told us that they're not making any profit on this. They're getting something like $500 from the operator, and the operator is doing everything else. So they're seeing it more as an amenity to their customers, not as a money making thing. They actually thought that they probably wouldn't clear in the black because that $500 would be not adequate to pay for the parking kind of management that their personnel were gonna have to be present for. So all in all, we did raise really multiple of the points that you raised, and while we know the site well, and all of us who patronize there and spend time there have the same concerns, they were quite convincing. They also pointed out that if it's not working, they're not going to continue it, because obviously they have an interest in this working. They don't want to reduce the, since there is no economic motive as far as from the operator of the site, from the operator of the market, they're not going to be committed to doing this if it doesn't work. So all of that taken into account, plus our look back that we felt that we were pretty adamant about getting, which we agreed would be October 2015, because there wouldn't have been enough of an experience before then, led us to support it. I don't think that sending it back to committee, to be honest, would help. I think if we're going to vote it down, we should vote it down now. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Schwartz. Alderman Gentile.
Well, as Alderman Baker correctly points out, this is his ward, and I'm not interested in challenging or questioning any of the concerns that he's raised, because I'm sure they're legitimate. But I think that the committee dealt with this in an excellent way by basically agreeing to issue the commitment for a year to see how it worked out, and if the problems exist that Alderman Baker is concerned about, then they will either need to correct those problems or else the special permit will not be extended. So for that reason, because this is really basically just a year, mm-hmm. we talk all the time about trying to be business friendly. I can understand why they do it. I think they do other things out front. They have the little concerts and things to try and draw customers. So this is just another attempt. So if this was for a special permit in perpetuity, I probably would have a little bit more of a difficult time approving it tonight, but basically we're just approving a trial, so I'm comfortable with voting for it based on that.
Thank you, Alderman Gentile. Alderman Baker, you have about 30 seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate all of that. I think all I can tell you is that my local knowledge leads me to be more skeptical than my colleagues about the viability of this, and because I still don't think the standard in the ordinance of the public convenience and welfare being served is met, I will not vote for it, but I won't hold it up.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. Does anyone else would like to speak on item 230-14, Alderman Damper?
I'd like to ask a question of the chairman of land use through the chair.
Please go ahead.
Alderman Laredo, were other locations considered and discussed, like, for example, the Hammond Pond Parkway side of the parking lot, where there would not be this problem, where it would affect the existing stores?
My colleagues can correct me. I believe we did discuss rather extensively why this particular location. I think Alderman Schwartz is reminding me that he, among others, raised that issue. I really must say I appreciate my colleague from Ward 7's concerns here. I do think that the committee was appropriately concerned about the issues, and as Alderman Gentile noted, we deliberately granted this for just a little over a year. The 2 months this year, in fairness, is not going to be enough time to judge whether it's successful or not. You really may be talking 6 or 7 weekends in the fall, if that. The idea is let them try something. It's a business. We want to let them experiment a little bit. And they have a lot of self-interest here. This is not a situation where they're going to want to inconvenience Legal Seafood patrons or Shake Shack patrons or any of the other eating establishments. If the patrons are having a hard time parking and complain, you can be sure this landlord is going to hear about it. So I think we have a situation where a landlord is trying to do something a little bit different, has every incentive to get it right, and I think we should be supportive of that, understanding the legitimate concerns that Alderman Baker has raised.
Thank you, Alderman Laredo. Alderman Danberg, is that you good?
Thank you. Great. Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on item 230-14? If not, I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Was this a motion?
No,
he didn't make a motion. He
no. Just, no. All right, that's fine.
He was originally considering it.
Just want to make sure.
Okay.
Alderman Albright?
Aye.
Alderman Baker?
No.
Alderman Blazer?
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone?
Aye.
Alderman Cody?
Aye.
Alderman Crossley?
Aye.
Alderman Danberg?
Aye.
Alderman Gentile?
Aye.
Alderman Hesfahan?
Aye.
Alderman Johnson?
Aye.
Alderman Kalis?
Aye.
Alderman Lappin?
Aye.
Alderman Laredo?
Aye.
Alderman Leary?
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff?
Aye.
Alderman Norton?
Aye.
Alderman Rice?
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz?
Aye.
Alderman Yates?
Aye.
President Lennon?
Aye.
19 in favor, 1 opposed, and 1 vacancy.
Thank you. The item carries. The next item we have on second call is item 227-14, and I will recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Laredo, for a brief report. And I believe Alderman Hesmahan put this on. I'll recognize Alderman Hesmahan.
I think Alderman Hesmahan has requested that this be postponed to our next regularly scheduled meeting. Is that correct, Alderman Hesmahan? Since we are meeting in 3 weeks, I'll be happy to take up that recommendation.
Okay, I'll recognize Alderman Hesmahan because he put it on second call. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, I appreciate the deference from the Chairman of Land Use. This is an item that is already, there's a house that's at an FAR that exceeds the buy rate FBR, FAR and is asking for an even larger deviation from that. I did not attend the public hearing or the subsequent working sessions on this, and I did receive an email from one of the neighbors this evening at 4:30. I didn't get a chance to read it until 5 o'clock and respond to it. I haven't had a chance to review this carefully. I feel that when a constituent requests that an alderman look at something, even if it is a belated request, that we ought to honor that if at all possible. But because I'm not as conversant as perhaps I should be with this, and because, as I mentioned, the buy right here is 0.44. The existing structure is already at 0.53 and is asking to go to 0.59. I feel that it's at least justified for me to do my due diligence on this. So I would move at this time to postpone the vote on this until the next regularly scheduled meeting, which I believe is September 1st.
Second. Okay, Alderman Hesmahan has made a motion to postpone the item to our next regularly scheduled meeting of Tuesday, September the 2nd. Any discussion on the motion to postpone? Seeing none, try this on a voice vote. All those in favor of the motion to postpone will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed to Tuesday, September the 2nd. Is there any other business before the board this evening? The only thing I would ask is to enjoy the rest of your... Alderman Baker.
Chairman, I want to just indicate that for those of you who were kind enough to spend time in taping Alderman at work, they recovered all of the files from the server when it crashed. So you don't have to redo it, but you're now on the schedule. So if you want to see what you look like, you can now tune in to TV.
They found
the
identity of the saboteur.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. All I just wanted to say was to have everyone enjoy the rest of this summer. There has been an invitation extended to all of you by my family for a board cookout, so if you could respond to that, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm not going to say publicly when it is because I don't want 500 people at my house. But if you could take a look at that, I'd greatly appreciate it. And with no other business from the board, I'll recognize Alderman Rice. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:29 p.m. We will see you on Tuesday, September the 2nd, back in the newly renovated Aldermanic Chamber. The floor looks fantastic. Look forward to seeing you all then. Thank you.
Stop.